Core is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It was amazing earlier on the show, Michelle Fiore announcing that she is running for governor, joining 8 men in the Republican primary, and she's the one woman. And she's a fighter, and she's going to make this race really, really interesting. I want to find out what you think. This is your first chance to react to Michelle Fiore, the Las Vegas City Councilwoman, who, by the way, has had problems with the FBI looking in on her campaign finance stuff. We'll talk about that with you as well. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
CQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 4:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, look out for some police activity. That's near the eastern off-ramp on 215 eastbound. The off-ramp appears to be partially blocked, so do look out for that if you're trying to get through that area. Still very sluggish into the downtown US 95 at Southern Rancho. You're pretty much bumper-to-bumper all the way past Valley View as you try to work your way to that part of the valley. Also, a lot of congestion. Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana, South 15 at Charleston. And do expect those delays to continue through the Spaghetti Bowl with that bridge reconstruction. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Very slow through there.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders set to get back onto the practice field tomorrow as they get ready for their game against the Eagles on Sunday. After all the drama involving former head coach John Gruden last week, the team is hopeful just to have a normal week this week. UNLV football, not clear who the quarterback's going to be when they match up against San Jose State on Thursday. Presumptive starter Doug Brumfield still injured. True freshman Cameron Field got hurt this past weekend. They went with Justin Rogers once he had to come out of the game. However, this week in practice, number 4 quarterback Tate Martell will be practicing as well, so there's a chance he could be the starter. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
Oh, and who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PC and tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you felt the earth move under your feet over the course of the last few hours, it is Michelle Fiore jumping into the Nevada governor's race. To me, it shakes everything up, and it'll be interesting to see who she takes votes away from. But she is a powerful figure, and can I just say, she has been a fighter. She makes waves. She's not afraid to make waves. How that will play in a nine-person primary, I don't know. I don't know if she can raise the money, but I'm going to tell you something. She will raise a ruckus. And one of the things I want to give you an opportunity to do is tell us how you think this impacts the race for governor. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let our producer, gentleman Jim Dallas, know. He will whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. We'll move you up in line. We'll give you some extra love. That's what we did with Frank. Frank, you're up, man. Go right ahead.
Michelle Fiore, I'll take her over the sheriff, and I'll have to write you a letter. Because I've got dealings with the sheriff right now that I'm not proud of. Yeah, exactly. I'll take Lee, and I agree with other people that I don't, you know.
What about Heller?
Oh, he was on your show. I fired him on national. You know, between here, California, Utah, and Arizona, Everybody heard me fire him. If you remember that,
I do remember. Yeah,
that was one of my best calls, by the way.
Thank you.
Lee, Fiore, I'm a big fan of hers. She's trying to skip AAA and go right into the majors. She might do it. You're right. She's right about the ruckus. I just wanted to say you have somebody on the same dial. My nephew is about to graduate from the FBI, and I told my sister, it's corrupt. And I agree with Dennis Prager. He's on the air on the same dial. And he said all our institutions are corrupt. The AMA. I don't know if you caught this one, Mr. Wall, Mr. Kevin Wall. The AMA is bought into this. I don't even know what you call it. How do you not have the gender on your birth certificate?
I know.
And they've got the doctors. That's one. And last but not least, driving is not a privilege. It's a right. It's a right of commerce. Voting is a privilege. You let me say it a couple times. I'll say it again. The worst president, and now he's like the third worst or fourth worst president after Biden and Barack Hussein.
Jimmy Carter.
Carter, envoy for the United Nations, said voting is an automatic, mail-in ballots is an automatic red flag for corruption. Kevin, last thing, just by our voting, mail-in voting alone makes us fourth world. We're not even third world. Do you like that? Good day, Mr. Wall.
Thank you, sir. That's Frank. Usually succinct and to the point, he was a little more loquacious today. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you think Michelle Fiore means to the governor's race. We had 8 candidates before today. And by the way, I really believe that the 8 candidates we have are far better, any of them, far better than what we've got now in Steve Sisolak. And by the way, I hope Steve is feeling better. He was in a car accident on Sunday. We don't know much about it. I wish we did. I mean, was there alcohol involved who is at fault? Do we get to find that out when a public figure like the governor is involved in a 2-car collision? Don't know. We will. Hopefully, we'll find out. I really hope we do. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? We will get you on in just a couple of minutes. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time, when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better,
If you want our next governor to be a true American patriot, who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Silverberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackSilverberg.com. That's BarackSilverberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Silverberg.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Nickname guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, this whole supply chain crisis, which, by the way, it belongs totally to Joe Biden. There's just no other way around it. This is on his watch. You cannot blame this on Trump or Trump policies or anything like that. A gentleman, Jim Dallas, has been following this thing, and we've still got, I mean, you know, even though they've gone to 24/7 at the Port of Long Beach and the Port of Los Angeles, they still have, you know, hundreds of container ships that are out there waiting to come in and offload.
Believe it or not, off the coast of California at the Los Angeles and Long Beach ports, they have set a record now. The record used to be 97 anchored at any one time, 97 vessels. That is up to 100, the century mark.
Wow.
And it's only going to get worse if nothing happens before Thursday, Kevin, because there's another 45 ships, which are expected to arrive to those ports by Thursday. And I'm looking at a picture of it, and just get a mental picture of all those ships for D-Day off the coast of Normandy. Remember the Marines rolling in? You've seen the footage on those. That's what it looks like. I'm looking at a picture of it right now on Breitbart. And you check it out, and the ships are spread out over the course of miles right now.
Wow. And you know, like Paul Eno said, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, it's not all a trucking shortage. It's container ships. It's the manufacturers over in Vietnam and China. When they had to close their doors, and they have not reopened a lot of them. I think Paul Enos, though, may have had his finger on the pulse that maybe for one Christmas we may have to go without those big box store ads about this toy or that toy, and that we might just have to say, hey, let's have Christmas return to what it used to be.
Interesting. Well, it could change the dynamic of Black Friday, too, which is right around the corner, considering Halloween is a little over a week and a half away.
Yeah.
And then you get into Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and it really, really sweeps in really fast.
And then you got to say, what's it going to do to our economy?
And that's another
thing. I mean, Black Friday is a big, huge friggin' deal.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday, I mean, it goes on. And they remember, it was only a couple of weeks ago that the U.S. Postal Service said that they're going to be raising their rates, and it's going to take longer at those higher rates.
Yeah.
So, go figure.
No, I mean, it's really sad, but I like the idea, the notion of being able to say, you know, Christmas should return to what it used to be, kind of a family-oriented thing. I don't know how you explain, you know, the Santa Claus thing. No. You know, when you start talking about all these gifts that aren't going to be there under the tree, you know, come Christmas morning. I mean, that's...
It's really tough, and you got a feel for Jen Psaki. She's got probably the toughest job in the world right now, trying to put lipstick on that pig. But she says that they have made serious progress at the ports, even though she's saying that, taking a look at the picture and knowing that there's another 45 vessels that are going to be there within the next 48 hours, it doesn't look like it's trending in the right direction, at least not right now.
Well, and in fact, I tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Cut 5. This is Tom Bevan from Real Clear Politics. And I want you to hear how bad it's getting for the President of the United States. This has been a horrible, horrible experience for President Biden. I mean, his numbers are down in the 30s. 30s! Not in the low 40s, 30s. This is Tom Bevan, a Real Clear Politics.
The president is seeing the lowest score on his job performance since taking office, only 38% approval.
The president's really had a tough stretch here.
Biden right now is underwater, and the fact that he's bleeding support with independents.
Biden's approval rating is, it's sinking.
These new poll numbers, frankly, are brutal for the president.
Wow, it's not just Biden's general approval rating that is abysmal. According to the new Quinnipiac poll, 55% of Americans think he's incompetent in running the government. That includes 62% of independents, by the way, and that's not all. The poll also found that 49% believe Biden cares about the average American, well, just 49% of them. That's a drop of 58% in April. All right, here to break it all down is Tom Bevan, co-founder and president of Real Clear Politics. Tom, what's going on here? A drop, not just in the general numbers for Biden, but on every major measure that matters, from immigration to COVID to foreign policy.
Yeah, I mean, look, this Quinnipiac poll is as bad of a poll as we've seen for Biden. And if it's just one poll, but if it's confirmed by other polls, and there's some indication that it is being seen in other places, it's terrible news, not only because, as you mentioned, on issue after issue, whether it's Afghanistan, foreign policy, the border, taxes, he is losing support overall, but particularly among independents. But as we've talked about before, Laura, he's losing those sort of intangible qualities. Is he honest or not? A net loss of 20 points in 8 months. Is he a good leader? A net loss of over 30 points on that question in 8 months. And as you mentioned, most surprising to me was this question of, does he care about the average person? This is one of Biden's sort of, you know, one of his core brand, you know, he was, you know, from Scranton, you know, blue collar Joe from Scranton. That number has dropped dramatically as well. It started at 60% in February. Now, as you mentioned, down to 49%. So he's lost, you know, a great standing there as well. And so those are the things that are really tough to recover. And I think it shows just across the board how badly he's been performing.
Well, it's true. He has not performed well, and the dumb thing is, show me an area where there is potential for improvement. If all he's doing is politicking on this human infrastructure bill, the $3.5 trillion, now they're trying to whittle it down and say, well, we're going to do it with smoke and mirrors. We're going to do it by cutting the number of years. So instead of a 10-year program. they'll cut it down to a five-year program and cut it in half. That's what they're proposing to do. And it makes no sense at all. More to come as we continue. Big news today. We'll tell you more about it coming up in our next hour. Michelle Fiore, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, has entered the race for governor. It's an incredible, incredible story. We'll be talking about it. In fact, you'll get to hear from Michelle Fiore coming up just after 5:30. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the bar, right next to me. It really became incredibly frustrating, and it became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing that Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love Michelle Fiore. I've always liked her. She is colorful. She is cantankerous. She is she can be explosive. And now she's in the race for the governor's chair in Carson City. It's weird that she had a news conference today. She released a video. If you have not seen the YouTube video, it's pretty cool. Where she's a pistol-packing, you know, gal. It's really cool what she's managed to do. But within just an hour or so of announcing, she put out a press release, or her campaign did, where she says, I've only been in the race for 2 hours, and establishment Republicans are already running scared. They know that my announcement to run for governor of Nevada would mean actually standing up for real conservative values against the radical Democrat agenda led by Biden-backed Steve Sisolak. She goes on to say, I'm running to bring back real conservative leadership to Nevada. For too long, the rhinos have let Sisolak run his radical Democrat agenda over our Nevada communities. Unconstitutional mandates.